Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
You really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-Y-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. We are here this evening for another dynamic show on Let's Talk Truth. Glad that you're tuning in. And we're just going to really, really enjoy this show today, because I don't know how people are going to really look at this show. I'm prayerful that they're not going to think that we're trying to jump on a particular gender. But we have to realize that women have a powerful impact on the lives of every family, because if it was not for the female, children would not be born. If it was not for the female, there would be no nurturing and love showing in the family, because nurturing comes from the female in the family. Men are put there for a particular reason, but nurturing is not one of them. Today we're going to talk about today's woman. Now, when we talk about today's woman, we want to know, if you say today's woman, what are your first thoughts? Is it drama or substance? And I know back in the day, our women were women of substance. And like I say at the beginning of every show, I'm not here to preach to you, but if we're going to talk truth, we have to put the Word of God in it before truth can really stand out and be truth. So, with that said, let's talk about substance first. Let's define substance. Substance is what a particular thing consists of. And it's a tangible matter. It's something that's tangible. Tangible means you can put your hands on it, you can sink your teeth into. So a lot of things are part of something or consist of something, but substance means that it's tangible. How many of you from the country you've ever eaten collard greens, turnip greens, and what is the substance from those things? Substance is the pot liquor. That's where you put your cornbread in. That's where you get your good nourishment and your taste and all that. So when we talk about substance, pardon me, we're talking about whatever something consists of, a tangible matter of consistence. Now, when we also talk about, the scripture says, when it's talking about faith, it says faith is the substance. Mm-hmm. Of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when we use the word substance, we're talking about that good part of something, that good makeup or whatever the a particular item is consists of. So that's what we want to talk about when we say substance. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about drama. Drama, to me, first of all, is something that steals your peace. Mm-hmm. And drama is, if we look up, it's a conflict that's, or a contrast of character. It's a situation, a series that has vivid, emotional conflicting and is striking interest or results. So when we talk about drama, what are we talking about? Something that can steal your peace.
Yes.
So nowadays, let's talk about today's woman. We're talking about today's woman, and today's woman, is it drama that you think of, or is it substance? Now, we have in our studio today, we have guests. Our guest is Courtney, and we have Shannon, and we have Mr. Motivator, and we have Luis. Now, out of all of these wonderful guests, I think we'll be able to shed some light on some things, because I really don't know how many of us as females know how important it is for us to have substance rather than drama when we talk about whatever it is we're involved in as a woman. Now, today's woman, Mr. Motivator, what do you think about today's woman? That smart, intelligent, very beautiful, strikingly wonderful creature. Do you see drama or do you see substance?
It depends. It depends on which show you're looking at. Are you looking at Marty Povich or Bill Cunningham?
Well, if we look at both of those, I would say that's drama on both sides.
You know, drama on both sides, and sometimes there's drama in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And probably not only is there drama in the workplace, then there's drama at home.
Mm-hmm.
And they call it domestic violence, domestic
mm-hmm.
abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I think that woman of substance is around, but it seems that drama draws more attention.
Mm-hmm.
It attracts more. It keeps things interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps things exciting because there are people that have no life.
Mm-hmm.
Their life is just boring.
Mm-hmm.
And they have nothing exciting that they do.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that don't plan trips, don't go on vacations, don't do things with their families, don't go out with their friends. But drama
mm-hmm.
is a motivating force that gets them out.
Uh-huh. You're absolutely correct. I was going to say, when we talk about women of substance, these are women that's driven to be sound role models. And when you listen to my wording when I say sound role models,
mm-hmm.
and that can and have stood the test of time. While women of drama, they're geared to live in chaos, and they produce chaos.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything
you're
that's
right.
Emotional and chaotic, those are women. That's a woman of drama. She has drama, and I've noticed that a woman of substance is very rare nowadays, because the women who are geared towards substance, they seem to change their platform to go along with people, you know, like go along and get along.
Yes, because sometimes the women of drama are leaders, but they're negative leaders. And
exactly.
They get attention, they get respect by getting drama up or creating a situation that's not there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the workplace and I've seen women standing around and are sitting, and one woman goes, "No, she didn't wear that. And did you see how she fixed her hair? And she is just so ugly."
Mm-hmm.
And all of them, girl, and they come in and they create drama. They start creating jokes, talk about. Then I believe the individual knows that something's going on, because
mm-hmm.
the minute the woman that they're talking about walks into the room, everybody gets quiet. And you get that warning kind of with the fake grin that looks over at her. And I'm like, why? Can the lady help? Can she help with the way she looks? I mean, if she was born that way, is there anything to really be angry at her about?
Exactly. You know, Courtney, I'm going to let you jump in and tell us something from your point of view on the drama and stuff.
Today, there are less older women and more younger women than now. So look where the world of you is to live. And I believe that there is a lot of drama centered around low self-esteem women. And the drama they create allows them to have attention to each other, to themselves. And they want the attention, but it's negative attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do anything to get that attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they start drama. Now, they can have low self-esteem even though they're pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's not necessarily the way they look. It's the way they feel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they feel not wanted, so they have to do things to be wanted. And that's to cause drama.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's so much drama in their life because they feel like that's the only way they'll be
they'll
recognized.
They feel important. They feel important.
Women of substance, they don't have to do that. Because they know their place already.
Mm-hmm.
They are happy with what the place they're in.
Yes.
They know that they're powerful.
Yes.
They don't have to brag about them.
They don't feel like they're competing.
Exactly. It kind of reminds me of the, and I like military history and all that, so it kind of reminds me of the Special Forces. You can hear someone, when they're from the Special Forces,
mm-hmm.
they don't talk about it.
Yes.
They know what they can do.
Uh-huh.
You know, they could probably take a toothpick and disable a bone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they don't talk about it.
Right.
But the loud mouths are the ones that talk about it. They're not Special Forces.
They're just dramatic.
They're just dramatic and they're lying.
Yes.
They're not, you know, they, oh, yeah. You know, I once took all Saddam Hussein's men on by myself. No, you're telling a story. So, usually that's when women are like that, they seek that attention. They're not getting attention, and that's how they think that it's good for them, that kind of attention. So it's negative, and you're not getting anywhere. You're getting farther and farther away from people because any anybody that has a right mind don't want to be around that. A man don't want to be around that.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why your man is cheating on you with Susie because you saw a lot of drama.
And that
you wouldn't be in your predicament if you wouldn't start a drama. If you are a woman and you have to fight every day or have something wrong every day, something is wrong with you, not with everybody else, with you. If every day someone is trying to, you got to have, oh, my God, Becky or Shaniqua just going on me all day long. I'm tired of them. You know, I use those, you know, two extreme names. But if they, you know, you go to work, you got drama at work. You go home, you got drama at home. You go home, you know, you got drama with your kids, drama with your husband, drama at the supermarket, drama at the daycare. What is the connecting, what's connecting all of them?
What's the common denominator?
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Change yourself, because if it's following you around like that, it's coming. It's coming in your place.
You know, you're absolutely right. Both of you that have commented, I agree with both of you, and I believe that part of the
social status or the part of society is declining because we got a work our neck syndrome. You know, I've got to tell somebody else. I've got to work my neck. They've got to know that I mean business. So we have the work my neck syndrome that a lot of women are guilty of, which is so dramatic. And they cannot function in a peaceful atmosphere. It has to be chaotic so that they can feel like they're making a major input.
Yes, I agree. In fact, I have a friend who's a pastor, and he said that he broke up with a woman that he was deeply in love with. And he said they both loved each other, but he said he had to break away from her because every day when she came home or she came around him, she had to create some melodramatic drama. He said once she took something and she hit him in the mouth and knocked his tooth out. And anyway, he didn't want to hit her. And he said if he got rough with her or he shook her or he just, when she was hitting him, he'd grab her and just lay across his lap and just, now stop this and stop her. He said she liked it. And he said she felt like, why do we have to go through this? And she told him that, well, we love each other. The best part, don't we make up? And so he said, I broke up with her because I didn't want to kill her because she, he said,
before we get to the makeup sex,
yeah.
I might kill you, so yeah. I'm going about my business. And I can understand that. Some women live their lives in a dramatic state.
Wow.
It has to be drama. I promise you, they cannot wake up in the morning and find anything positive to operate on. It has to be something negative. I was in the presence of about 6 or 8 ladies one afternoon, and being a life coach and a mom and a teacher and a minister and all of that, they were, one woman had the floor. And she was asking each female there, had they slept with her boyfriend? And a majority of the women there said, yes, I slept with him. Yes, I slept with him. Yes, I slept with him. And she was trying to get details. Well, didn't you know that I was his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah? And I just want to know, when did you sleep with him? And when did you? So I went in and broke it up. I said, this is drama.
Mm-hmm.
I said, sweetheart, if these women knew about you, so did your boyfriend. He knew about you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the person you need to talk to.
Yes.
I said, and you women are stupid to sit here and let her hold your attention. I said, this is only giving her a platform.
Yes.
Because she loves drama.
Yes.
I said, everybody get out of here, go home. So I said, some of you women, it's been years since y'all slept with that young man. I said, why are y'all letting her
draw you into
that? And so she was like offended because I put a stop to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it can only be, the result can't be good. You know, if you are going to allow somebody to be dramatic with you and keep you in drama about some man, Mr. Motivator, if you and your wife, you cheat on your wife, who knows you're married any better than you do?
Me.
So why would your wife jump on the female?
Because a woman that loves drama, the first thing she wants to do is to stomp another female's head in.
Yeah.
And then once she stomps her head in, well, now I'm going to get back with my husband.
Exactly.
And I'm like, he's the one really that's at fault.
Mm-hmm.
He should be the one that you get upset with and
yeah.
create some drama with him. But I think drama is kind of a power struggle.
Mm-hmm.
just for you to be able to call attention and have everybody standing around, and you call another woman out of her name, and you try to intimidate her, and you even want her to come forward so you can attack her,
mm-hmm.
or you want her to leave, and then then you can puff your chest out. She knew I was bad. She didn't want none of this. And then some men are attracted to drama queens, and I believe it could have something to do with, say, if they have children, and if your mother is a drama queen, and she did that with your dad or every man that was in her life, and you're a little kid standing around, you think that's what life is about. And
mm-hmm.
so I've had men to say, Mr. Jeff, I don't know why I was attracted to her. I don't know why I keep getting women that are drama. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, there's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. We have to, and in today's, the today woman is more, I believe, on the dramatic side than on the substance side. And this is why you have little girls who come up here and they don't know who they are, what they stand for, like the little commercial I saw the other day. I didn't get a chance to look at the Oprah Winfrey show. I missed it last Sunday night when he's talking about dark skin, the little girl that was on the commercial. Now, she's just a baby. She can't talk good. And she said, I don't like to be called black. Where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dramatic person.
Oh, thank you. It came from
a dramatic person. Yes.
A dramatic adult had was influenced or was an influence on this particular child.
Yes.
Because kids don't think that if you put a bunch of kids in the same room, and they can be from different countries, different cultures, kids can't speak each other's language, they'll look at each other, they'll figure out a way to start playing with the toys or whatever's in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And just as an educator, I've seen this for years. Kids, no matter who they are, children will play and have fun. But when the individuals get in there and inject some things, let me tell you this. You are this and you are that. And this person is that. And you're better than this person.
Yes,
and that group. And that's where all it comes in.
That's where it comes from. And this is, go ahead.
Yes, what I want to say about a lot of the drama queens out here, they mainly crying out for attention. And a lot of times they don't get attention at home. So what they'll do is they'll seek whatever attention they can.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just go out there and whether it's bad attention or what, they just want attention. Because a lot of times they feel like they've been pushed down by maybe somebody in their family, you know, they've been
older sibling
or mm-hmm. a sibling that's somewhat more pretty or more popular
mm-hmm.
or smarter than them. So when they're at home, they're competing and it feel like they're overshadowed by some of the siblings and everything. So and sometimes the parents, that brings that on too. So they be always comparing the kids to another kid. Why can't you be like this person or why can't you be like that? And so what happens to that kid when they go out there, they'll seek whatever attention they can get, even if it's a negative
mm-hmm.
kind of attention. And I've seen it growing up, not only in my family, but I've seen it everywhere. So that's
mm-hmm.
why you see a lot of drama queens out here, because they want attention. They want attention no matter how they get it.
That's right. And you're right, because we need more women of substance to step up.
Yeah.
I was listening today, looking on the internet, Twitter, and little Miley Cyrus is in the news.
Oh, yeah, she's in the news.
And she's in the news because she is into it with her dad.
Okay.
Now, what dramatic thing has happened in that child's life that you're going to, I don't care what your dad, he's your dad.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And don't air your dirty laundry out for everyone. Believe it or not, Miley Cyrus, nobody loves you that much but your parents.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And people feed from your drama.
Yes. That's
that's one thing. I feel like there wouldn't be any drama if there weren't people for it to go to.
Exactly.
You know, women, I got at work, and in my job, the women there, they try to get a rise out of other people. Dude, you know what he said? Dude, you know what she said? That's why one thing I do, I don't let everybody know my business.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do is, and I've noticed it in my lifetime, don't nobody really come to me with mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll stop right there.
Exactly.
And if we would take time out to make the mess stop, mm-hmm, instead of letting it entertain us,
because mm-hmm,
if you stay there, like I've always said, you can all, you know, I'm a good, I like to read people,
mm-hmm,
and I like to study people,
mm-hmm,
and this is true. I mean, it's not no scientific study that I've done, but I can show you what I can tell you how I mean. If a man or a woman is in the opposite sex,
mm-hmm,
and the man is, or the woman is talking to the other one, and they like, I already got somebody. And if they those are making you giggle and smile,
mm-hmm,
and you ain't cut it off, then
you're enabling it.
That means that you will successfully let him or her turn you away from your significant other.
That's right.
And just like that, that's how drama is. If you just keep on, I just hate so much drama. But what did you just say? It'll keep on, because it has an outlet.
Yeah.
But if you close off that outlet,
mm-hmm, it stops.
It'll stop. And we're talking about women today, but men do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of drama men. Oh, my goodness. Oh, did you know? Did you see? Let all that go. First of all, is it your business to be airing people's dirty laundry out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, we have to take some
responsibility
for this ourselves, because we created this monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the ladies have their girlfriends they talk to. Oh, girl, did you know this? Girl, no. Girl, this, girl, that. And you know what? I don't want to hear that. That's a mess. I'm going to get off this phone.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to lunch next week. Yeah, okay. But you on the phone and gossiping leads to drama.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
And when they are always, I had to let go friends because they had too much drama in their lives. Because that can lead to all kinds, that can lead to violence. It can lead to, it's uneasy. It's mm-hmm, unhealthy.
Yeah.
Because you can be sick behind following so much
drama,
just like you said in the beginning. It creates chaos. We as people, even though we hate to admit it, we like chaos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's our nature to like chaos.
Mm-hmm.
We like commotion.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And especially, you know, groups of people,
mm-hmm,
races, different races,
mm-hmm,
certain races like commotion more than others.
Exactly.
And you can see that in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what, and I'm sorry to say this, but it's pushing women of substance out.
It actually, because women of substance don't stand up. They don't stand up for what they should stand up.
And it,
because
if
you
have so many fakers. People, I'm so sick of hearing it in the church now.
Oh, a woman of substance.
Everybody who got that label on them is not really a woman of substance.
Mm-hmm.
Our natural human fleshly instincts are derived from chaos. For example, you're going to work. If it's a wreck on the side of the thing, why do you think traffic back up, rubbernecking? People want to see the tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
What are the number one shows that are on television?
Reality television.
Mm-hmm. What they say is reality television. There's a bunch of people fighting, a bunch of folks arguing and doing all this, and then people are glued to it.
Yeah.
Girl, I wonder what they're going to say to them next week.
Mm-hmm. and know that they know their names, where they came from, how many siblings they got, what how the weather was when they were born.
Everybody
so they
like
watch
them.
It.
Nobody stands up for anything anymore. Nobody, you know, instead of you telling your friend that she's, you know, bullying or starting to mess with somebody, what they call being messy. If that's your friend, most people don't stand up and say, look, girl, you know that's wrong. Stop. A real friend, the real meaning of a friend, they would
say,
they
you
don't
need to stop, and if you don't stop, don't come around me. Don't come around me until you stop.
There's a drop in the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
In comparison to what you have out there. You have so many women who walk around with that stigma. Honey, I'm a woman of substance. I heard a lady tell me that once in a church. And I looked at her and said, really? What substance? Substance abuse? Because how are you, I'm looking at her, and you just want that label. Everybody can, just because you can say it doesn't mean it applies to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's aggravating because, number one, what you are doing is showing the younger generation of women coming up, you can fake it. But ain't no such thing as faking it until you make it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as that as far as being a woman of substance. And what you're showing these younger girls is how to pretend in front of folks, and then you still doing the same thing. Or being that messy person, or being that chaotic person, or doing whatever. For example, there's a radio show here locally in Dallas, Texas, where they call the Mad Minute. They call women all day long. That, you know, their children try to make them mad. Well, honey, them women answer the phone. Praise the Lord. They make them mad. It's more profound. I tell you what, baby, they got to beep it so much. You can't hear what the woman's saying on the phone. And then they say, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. You got me acting like this. I hope my past ain't listening. Now, okay. Now, you had enough the missionary board. But come on now. Instead of you saying, you know, somebody calling you with some mess, gracious Father Lord, what to say, girl? I'll tell you one thing. That boop, boop, that's all you hear.
You're right.
Or tell them something about their grandbaby.
Yeah.
One girl called and said, they pinched my grandbaby. They pinched your grandbaby. And I come back, I'll kill them all. Ah, them mother, boop, 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 just gone.
Uh-huh.
And she answered the phone, praise the Lord, honey. And that's the only God thing I heard that woman say after that. It went to something totally different. Why to let you know what's really in you will come out.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, it's really difficult for me anyway, because when I came to the knowledge of Christ, I came into the church. You know, I still got some rough edges. You know, everybody know that. I'm not going to pretend to sit up here and say, you know what, the Holy Ghost governs me 24-7. No, don't try that with me, because that may not work. But for those sisters who sit up and pretend that the Holy Ghost governs them, oh, honey, I'll shout on them. The Holy Ghost, I just say, Holy Ghost, they right there, I'm shouting. Catch them outside of church. Say that something. Sister such and such said, don't shoot me. Baby, she don't even know how to drink. Now, see, instead of you, woman of substance, saying, baby, if that's how sister, what God told you, I should feel, honey, that's her opinion. You know, God bless you and God bless us too.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying that, you done went back and start cussing a woman. The woman ain't even said nothing. The person who came and told you, the one you need to be getting on.
Mm-hmm.
But you falling trap into that mess. Now you got beef in the church, sister fighting us over the little Sunday dinner they're preparing at the church. What they call them little meals you have at the church?
Dinner on the ground.
Yeah, dinner on the ground. Y'all know. Honey, they fighting at the dinner on the ground. They're eating food everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Look on YouTube. How many church women you see fighting? Fight breaks out in the church.
The pastor slaps one of the deaconesses.
Yes. What kind of stuff is that?
Drama. It's
now,
drama.
You know, you.
I was just, you know, even in the workplace and in the church, you see one. You see them talking, and there's an instigator. But when you go back and look and see what really happened, you see there was Leroy, and there was Susan, and then Jeannie came along. Okay, Jeannie was Susan's best friend. Jeannie started going with Leroy because Susan was telling Jeannie about. Child, he is in bed. He is, woo, you think you with Superman, okay? And so Jeannie wanted to try Leroy out. Anyway, Jeannie got to liking Leroy and everything. It was a bunch of mess. And then she got into it with Susan. And all of a sudden, everybody knew a thing. Here's Jeannie going around. She's going to tell somebody. Child, they say, Leroy and Susan broke up. He ain't no cow. He can't help no woman, okay? And then finally, when it gets to Leroy, He's mad, upset. He's ready to jump on somebody. You man, you talking about my manhood? And one person instigated that whole thing.
Drunk.
But
that's
the same token, you expect that from the world.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that from somebody who doesn't know who. I mean, everybody know who God is. Everybody heard the word. But I'm talking about know Him. Those people who stand up. That she said, woman of substance.
Mm-hmm.
A worldly woman can't be a woman of substance. But I'm talking about those sisters in the church who want to use God as a shield. Everybody want to use God as an accessory, like they put on their rings and jewelry. He is not an accessory for you to bling off the show. Oh, look, I got Jesus, but you really don't got it. You rented that Marc Jacobs watch.
You talking about one of those sisters married to Jesus?
Any sister who I was going to say, oh, my Lord, honey, God, you say, how you doing today? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, I'm blessed, and that was fire. Oh, son of a soul, hey, and start shouting right there.
Uh-huh.
Honey, these women, oh, Jesus, catch them outside of that moment.
Ooh.
Catch them with some mess. See, I expect mess from the world. That's what they know. You go out there and say, nigga, step on somebody's shoe. I hate to say that word, but you have to say it like that. Mm-hmm. If somebody step on somebody's shoe.
Well, you know they could stop my show. They said Paula Deen stuff down.
I'm black.
Because she said to end.
But I'm black.
That's okay. You can't
say. Oh, a Negro. Somebody stepped on their shoe. How many people have been shot and killed because somebody stepped on their shoe? Or somebody, he bumped into me. I expect mess from the world. But what's so sad is these churches, these leaders, these women who want to guide the up-and-coming women of the church, you are doing nothing but raising a bunch of hypocrites up in the church because you're teaching them it's okay to pretend Jesus does not just abide in the walls of the church or when the sermon is going on. He does not. God does not abide only there. When you walk out that door, he's walking with you. He's everywhere. He's right here, right now. But women seem to forget that, and they live so much in their emotions, running around, who said what about me? Girl, I wish, girl, let me tell you. When I see a star right there, you know it's a mess.
Oh, when somebody walks up to you and say, girlfriend, let me tell you.
Girl, let me tell you the truth.
Yeah, you know me there.
But what I wanted to say is that I expect a lot of things from the world, but I think that you can be morally good.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I think that women, well, you know, since we're talking about the women, and I don't bash women, because I think women have all the rights to do a lot of stuff, you know, do the same thing. We all equal, just different genders. But a woman has to be very, she's delicate. And a lot of these women, they get hurt, and then they start the drama. They, you know, for example, when they date a guy or whatever like that, and then you know, and then they have a baby. You know, they're not married or anything like that. You know, so we can that's commonplace in the world. The man is taking care of the child. You know, he's not on couch support. He's not a deadbeat dad or anything like that. He takes care of the child. But they're not together.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not, as long as this man is single and don't have anybody, she's fine. But when he, you know, whose car is that? Oh, that's my new girlfriend. She let me drive it. I let her drive my car. Huh? Oh, no, you didn't. And then tomorrow he's put on child support. And they want retro.
Yeah.
And after, you know, and it's nothing. And the man is not a deadbeat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no. And then that's drama. And that's scornful. And
that's stupidity.
Drama is not a focused weapon.
It's not contained within a certain parameter.
You could say drama is not a rifle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shotgun.
Yeah.
Where the pellets go everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's a broad weapon.
Yeah.
It's like a beam. Mm-hmm. Just wiping out like a bomb. It's just
mm-hmm.
boom. It doesn't have a direction where it goes. It doesn't care who it hurts.
Exactly.
Now, drama in that instance is hurting that man because it's hardening his heart
mm-hmm.
toward that woman. And then he could say, well, I'm just going to give you X amount of dollars and not do anything special for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's putting that kid in a...
So it's hurting the kid.
And it's hurting the kid and everything like that. So women have a fine line to walk
mm-hmm.
when it becomes that, but they don't want the challenge to be silent but be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying silent where they should be walking.
I know,
walking,
but
I know,
a woman
of
substance.
First of all, the word you use, a woman. Just because you have a certain genitalia doesn't make you a woman, and that's what people get things misconstrued.
So age doesn't make them
a woman? Age doesn't make you a woman. Being sitting down, none of that, having a bosom don't make you a woman.
Some men have.
That's true. But having the correct genitalia and ovaries and all that, it makes you a female,
yeah.
but it doesn't make you a woman.
And this is
people
why we're talking about.
Loosely.
This is why we're talking about now the difference between today's woman. Is it a woman of drama?
We don't have a lot of women.
As a woman.
You have a lot of little girls playing house. You have a lot of little girls.
Exactly.
They grown. Don't have the common sense that God gave in that or the decency to make any type of human or logical decision. They just live on, I bet you I do, on ways to maliciously hurt people.
Now,
and,
that's
and,
true.
And
payback.
And what I want, and piggybacking on what Shannon's saying, that right there, then they want to have children and little girls, and they teach the little girls that same thing because women now, they teach their children, their little girls how to be malicious.
Yes, they do.
And I'm talking about how to get over on the system
yeah.
where, you know, you got to get this, and you don't let nobody do this, and it's going to have to come this way, and this is how you get it. That's not how you get it. Because
the girl has child play retarded.
Because a real, I'm just saying how to manipulate men, because a real woman, she doesn't have to manipulate a man. She doesn't have to talk, you know, all crazy for a man to notice her, for her job to be promoted in her job or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way that she carries herself. Allowing her blessings to hit on her. Men will just fall out. You know, I know this lady. She's quiet. She doesn't gossip at work. And
I want to say briefly, we had a temporary technical difficulty just a minute ago, so we got our show a little bit separated. But we were talking about women, drama, or of substance. So I want to say this. We're going to have our women of substance start to come alive. There are women of substance out there, but we have to care enough, not just about ourselves, but about everything that's going on, so we can step up. But we have to be afraid of these drama queens, and we need to just step up and say, look, we're not going to go through this anymore. When you see a lady, you know a person is drama, you'll sit up and go through, check your boyfriend's cell phone, go through it line by line and item by item, but you don't check your kid's homework. How horrible is that?
Yes.
We have women who will do a lot of things. They will ruin somebody's life with drama. And I think that parents, I don't care if your daughter is an adult. If you are still, your parents are still alive, your parent know you're a messy tessie. And your parent needs to tell you to sit down and shut up. And all of these things, we have to really depend on God for a certain element of our lives. And that is to make sure that that child's dad is doing everything for that child. And a lot of these women, you don't want that child to know his daddy. You want to be in that daddy's face, and you don't want to admit that that was a mistake. Yeah, you brought a child into the world. That child is suffering. But the only thing you have in common with that man is that child. And so we need to accept that. I was looking at the trial on another situation where the girl stabbed this man to death so many times and killed him because he didn't want her. And just like Courtney said earlier, men, if you don't want these women, stop grinning at them. you know, because you're giving them a come on, and you're participating in this breakdown that's going through in the heads of these women who come on with the drama. And I promise you, drama, I've gotten a certain age, 25. I'm not as old as Mr. Motivator. He's way older. But I'm 25 years old. I will not. I'm too old to entertain your drama. I don't want to hear it. When I see you acting up, I'm going to tell you, little girl, go somewhere and grow up. No one is going to listen to that, and you are inflicting that same pain on your child. Get somewhere, grow up, and be accountable. Understand that you have somebody else's life at stake. Someone is listening, looking at you. Somebody is listening to you. You're forming thoughts in a young baby's head that they're going to be just like you one day. And we don't want that many more drama queens. Stop or be aware of what you look at on TV. These reality shows are not reality. Mm-hmm. And we need to stop believing the hype.
What were you saying earlier about, I think it was Molly's, Cyrus, and
yes.
What would you say to her and some of the other
I would tell Molly Cyrus that before, I want to tell Molly Cyrus that before you were Molly Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus was who he was. That's your dad. He's the reason you're who you are today. And you need to sit your little self down, and whatever he's done, that's family. Keep it off Twitter. Don't nobody want to follow you with that mess. Anybody, learn how to respect your home, respect your dad,
yes.
Respect your mom.
Yes.
It's because where you're going is destruction. Yes. If you don't have anything to understand that your drama causes hurt on more than you.
Yes.
Right. And if somebody starts acting up with you in the workplace, do them like I did the young lady at McDonald's the other day. I went in McDonald's. She started working her neck telling me, I said, baby, listen, you're not going to get me to argue with you because you just a server. Anything I want to say to McDonald's, I know how to go online and say it. I said, so this is what I want. You don't have to drug into anything like that. And understand, if you are a woman of substance, stand up and be counted. Don't let somebody else make you draw you into something that you shouldn't be drawn into. Because after all, you're put in that position to bless somebody, bless other young women, to bless children. So, and if you are a drama queen, don't nobody want to hear it. Don't nobody want to hear you. So this is what we have to get in our heads. So tonight is your night to stand up and say, I'm a woman of substance, not a drama queen. Now, this is, thank you all for tuning in. This is Lois Bullock. You can listen to our show or go onto my blog page, loisbullock.blogspot.com, and read all your little inspiring things, listen to the shows after it's over with. And with anything else, thank my guests for being here. Thank everyone for assembling themselves. And I do hope your feedback came in just right. So, Lois Bullock, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.
Bye.